Thank you, Vice Chair. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to introduce the proposed 2026 program plan for subprogram one, the Division on Globalization and Development Strategies. The proposed program plan is aligned with UNCTAD's current mandate, the Bridgetown Covenant. We are mindful that the 2026 proposed plan will be implemented just after our 16th ministerial conference, expected to take place in the last quarter of 2025. As I said on Monday, we are looking into mechanisms of how to take into account the outcomes of the conference and will adapt the plan to the extent possible to the mandate resulting from UNCTAD 16. Given the focus of subprogram one, also, two other upcoming conferences in 2025 are expected to have implications on its work. That is, the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, in Spain next July, and COP30 in Brazil later in the year. We are preparing this program plan where the world is undergoing profound transformations driven by technological advancements, shifting geopolitical landscapes, and the need to revive economic growth and address widening inequalities and environmental degradation. Unfortunately, it is also a time of geopolitical instability. We have just released a report on the economic destruction in the occupied Palestinian territory in the aftermath of the military operation in Gaza. The report highlights the staggering scale of economic devastation and unprecedented decline in economic activity, far surpassing the impact of all previous military confrontations. These factors and transformations have important impacts on the macroeconomic situation and development strategies of countries. Our trade and development report will continue analyzing the factors that propagate macroeconomic instability and offer policy recommendations to support the development journey of developing countries. But the journey remains difficult. Many developing countries still lack the ability to use fiscal and monetary measures to rebuild their economies and societies in the post-pandemic period. The rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic remains fragile and uneven. The pandemic has shown how interconnected we are, but also how deep asymmetries run between countries. The alarming surge in public debt and mounting fiscal deficit in many developing countries compounds their vulnerability. It leaves their governments with little scope to finance critical expenditures and build a better future for their people. Especially for the poorest nations, the situation is daunting. The pandemic severely worsened the fiscal balance of least developed countries and increased their total public debt. The IMF has warned that nearly half of the LDCs are either already in debt distress or at high risk of debt distress. To support countries, we will continue analyzing trends around the external and domestic debt of developing countries, as well as the systemic and financial challenges associated with development, including through the Debt Management and Financial Analysis System program, DEMFAS. Another major source of fragility is climate change. Decoupling growth from greenhouse gas emissions and embarking on the energy transition remains a huge challenge for most developing countries. They have very limited means to simultaneously invest in development and in climate mitigation and adaptation, while at the same time addressing the costs of loss and damage. The scale of the challenge is staggering, as close to 900 million people in the world still do not have access to electricity, and more than 4 billion people do not have a social safety net to rely on. To fight climate change and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, an estimated $4 trillion needs to be mobilized each year. We will therefore continue driving discussions to integrate climate considerations into broader scope of macroeconomic and development policy analysis. In such challenging times, facilitating development cooperation is crucial. That is why the subprogram will continue its policy-oriented research on South-South cooperation and economic integration, ensuring consistency of development strategies with economic stability and sustainability. and there are vast opportunities. In fact, UNCTAD work on South-South and triangular cooperation has been expanding in line with the growing demand of member states. The work now goes beyond processes of economic integration in developing regions. It also relates to critical minerals, science, technology and innovation, productive capacities, or peer-to-peer learning on debt restructurings. Thus, the work has not only become more prominent, but also more cross-divisional. Subprogram 1 is committed to support cross-divisional coordination on South-South related activities and promote synergies to tap the full potential that such cooperation offers for fostering structural transformation. This brings me to the proposed highlighted results for 2026. Our objective is to provide your options that reflect the current context and the issues that we expect to impact activities in 2026. Also, the options should be complementary to those highlighted in 2024 and 2025 to have a program plan that is comprehensive to the extent possible and balanced. For this purpose, I would like to remind you that in 2024, the highlighted result related to supporting developing countries to develop sustainable industrialization strategies, and in 2025 to enhancing debt transparency. With this in mind, we propose the following two options for 2026. The first builds on the importance of South-South cooperation and reads enhanced capacity of developing economies to design industrial and productive transformation policies to foster sustainable structural transformation through South-South and triangular cooperation. The second centers on climate resilient development plans and REITs, enhanced technical capacities in beneficiary countries to identify and design policies to finance and implement climate resilient development plans. I now look forward to hearing your feedback and suggestions on the proposals. And as always, thank you for your attention. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.